4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Thursday, August 14th, 2025 edition. A couple of text messages coming in during the break. Officer Rick, so let me get this right. Schools that are performing well get nothing. Failing schools get rewarded for poor work. That makes no sense to me. Just throw more money at the problem. No need to fix the problem. This pilot program is a waste of more taxpayer money. Don't disagree. However, another text message. Class size matters. We had a three-year program where K through third grade class sizes could not be any larger than 18 students. I taught during the program, and we saw a huge difference. It was quite a while ago, before Common Core. I didn't teach K through third, but I saw what the small classes were able to achieve. I believe Whitmer canceled the requirement that all third graders be able to read. Disgraceful. She then throws all this money into the schools. Please, of course, don't use my name, but this was done in the St. Ignace School District. K through third grade were the ones that have the smaller classroom sizes. Well, I can tell you one school for sure that has smaller classroom sizes, Northern Michigan Christian Academy. And the other thing about this, and I want to make sure I bring this point home. The tuition is $3,000 a year. They'll accept a payment plan. If you can't afford it, but the child and the parents really want the child to go there, they'll make it happen. No family, no child has ever been denied to be a student at the Northern Michigan Christian Academy. They have benefactors. It's subsidized by the church members. They'll make it happen. Parents can help out at the school. Whatever needs to be done, they'll make it work. But here's the point, and this is what upsets me, frustrates me the most. It's in our Constitution, I get it, that we must support and pay for public schools. We also have to pay for the roads. We also have to pay for prisons. But when you've structurally got a system that is so broken where the kids are not learning, which is proven by their test scores. Again, seniors, SAT, Scholastic Aptitude Test, potential score 1600. That's the best you can get on an SAT. Most of the public schools up here in Northern Michigan, depending on the district, range anywhere from an average of 960 to roughly 1,010. Folks, do the math. 60%, we're talking D's, is what these kids are getting out of the public schools. In Detroit and other areas around the state, it's even worse. Flint Community, Wayne, Westland, Benton Harbor, Muskegon Heights. It's even worse than it is up here in northern Michigan. So, you know, definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. We need a governor that will come in and fix Michigan. Well, that comes next year. But leading up to next year, there's some things that I need you to be aware of that I'm going to be asking you guys to do. We need to be on the ballot next year as precinct delegates for your local county Republican parties. Be engaged and involved in your county party. Next year, there's going to be a ton of Reagan Day, Lincoln Day dinners. There's some even coming up yet this year. We'll be promoting and talking about them to raise money heading into next year's election. That is a bare minimum requirement that I'm going to ask you guys to do, is to be a precinct delegate. Put your name on the ballot for next August 4th. Get elected by knocking on doors, talking to your neighbors, asking them to vote for you. You can get a box of business cards through Vistaprint for basically less than $20. And then go and knock on doors. Talk to your neighbors and ask them to vote for you. Why? Because it's going to be critically important that we are in control of these county parties and we get a say as to who gets to go to state conventions. Next year, 2026, we, the precinct delegates of the Michigan Republican Party, we will be picking the candidate for Secretary of State, Attorney General, universities, as well as judges. We need to have our people engaged. Now, also at the local level, within your county, there's boards that are set up for you to participate and volunteer to serve in your own county. We have planning, we have zoning boards, we have jury boards, we have library boards, we have parks and rec. We have all kinds of different boards that you can serve on that they don't have enough people serving on those boards. There's vacancies everywhere. Go to your county website, look up boards, and whatever one appeals to you, whatever interests you, put in an application to serve on that board. What that will do is at least get you into the county building on a regular basis. You might even have an opportunity to talk to the Board of Commissioners. Learn the political process of being on a board. Hopefully, using Robert's Rules of Order, understanding the process, it might lead to you running to be a county commissioner. Actually having a say as to what goes on in your county. Between those two actions alone, you can give back to your county, number one, but number two, be engaged, informed, knowledgeable, and be able to stand up and talk about things that you learn from this show, Michigan News, Michigan Politics, and be able to actually go to the state convention next year and have real impact as to which candidates end up on the ballot in November's election next year. The governor's race is going to be huge. Congressional races, state senators are going to be on the ballot, state representatives, a new secretary of state, a new attorney general. It's all happening next year, people. About this time next year, we will know who our candidates are heading into November, and it will be game on. We will absolutely be putting up signs, knocking doors, getting people engaged, informed. And you need to be part of that process. I know November 5th, 2024 was a huge election. Donald Trump is doing a great job in getting all these trade deals done, stopping all these wars. Has a big, major meeting tomorrow with Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Take a minute today, tonight, tomorrow morning, pray for President Trump. He's given to be given absolute clear divine providence in how to deal with Vladimir Putin. You have to absolutely pray that he is successful in negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. Just added to the list of 7 or 8 wars he's already ended since taking office this year. Interesting way he's doing it, using tariffs and trade deals to get countries to stop fighting with one another. And it's working. Absolutely working. So one of the things I'm losing my voice, folks. I apologize. One of the things I want to stress, definitely have to be involved heading into next year. Precinct delegate, we will be talking about that probably starting in March of next year. But just put it on your calendar, mark it down. I will be running for precinct delegate next year. That's what I want you to say. We'll make it happen. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today. One short little quick story that we had talked about previously when this was brought forward by the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel. Dark money in politics. Well, one of the fundraising Republican consultants, Sandra Baxter, was fined $2,500 and ordered to perform 20 hours of community service and serve 90 days of probation for her guilty plea to a misdemeanor perjury charge stemming from the Unlock Michigan petition drive. She will serve no jail time. Investigators claimed that Baxter lied to them as they looked into the case as whether or not a confidant of former Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky funneled money from unreported nonprofit accounts into a ballot proposal that ended up trimming the governor's executive powers during the China virus emergency. I appreciate the opportunity to let you know how remorseful and sorry I am for this effort that took place, and I look forward to moving forward with my life and my employment, Baxter told the Ingham County Circuit Judge Jim Jamo. Baxter, 65 years old, is a first-time offender with a strong background in her community, and her attorney, Michael Anderson, of the Abood Law Firm, as he attempted to get a sentence with no probation. The $2,500 fine was the maximum fine for what she pleaded guilty to, the misdemeanor of knowingly giving a false or misleading statement. She could have faced a year in prison for the charge. Well, during yesterday's hearing in Lansing, the Attorney General's office recommended community service. Jamo's said he wasn't going to order community service without probation. So neither Anderson nor Baxter had anything to say to MERS News Service after the sentencing. So bottom line, Attorney General Dana Nessel said, for too long, dark money has operated in the shadows of Lansing with little accountability. The Unlock Michigan investigation shed light on corruption in campaign finance that was long considered common practice. Fair elections depend on transparency and honesty. and attempts to skirt the system or mislead law enforcement and the people of Michigan will not be tolerated. Dana, I've got a question for you. Why is it that you only investigate Republicans and you never investigate Democrats? Democrats have been doing this dark money crap in the state of Michigan forever. And you're going to target former Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky's confidant for running this particular effort to unlock Michigan, which basically reined in a tyrannical governor during the China virus. A little bit of a political payback? I think so. Now, what basically led to all this, real quickly, I'll wrap this story up here shortly. Longtime Republican operative Robert LeBrant kickstarted the investigation in 2021 when he filed a complaint to the Secretary of State's office alleging dark money scheme to use Michigan My Michigan, which was connected to Shirky, to divert funds into the Unlock Michigan ballot question initiative. That investigation led to charges against Baxter, who owns and operates TopFundraising.com LLC, as well as Bright Sparks Strategies founder Heather Lambardini, Unlock ballot initiative created in 2020 sought to repeal the law that Governor Gretchen Whitmer used during the China virus pandemic, especially relating to her executive orders. So, bottom line, that case, that particular story is done. She will not be going to prison. She's going to pay a fine, 20 hours community service, and 90 days of probation. Time to move on, people. But again, just another example of Attorney General Dana Nessel going after her political enemies. Not Democrats, Republicans. I am so glad this woman is term limited. Cannot wait for her to go. Well, one last thing I do want to remind you guys. Head on over to Northern Michigan RV. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Give them your VIN number and have them show you their inventory. Take advantage of his summer sale going on right now through Labor Day. Get a great price on a great unit. If you're a veteran, mention it at the end. You get a $500 additional cash discount. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.